Government publishes policy programme for the Irish presidency of the Council of the EU. Ireland sets out an ambitious agenda for the presidency of the Council of the European Union. The Taoiseach, Michael Martin, Tánaiste, Simon Harris, Minister Helen McEntee, Minister Thomas Byrne and Minister Sean Cannay have published the policy programme for the upcoming Irish presidency of the Council of the European Union. Ireland will hold the EU presidency from 1 July to 31 December 2026, the Taoiseach said. In 3 weeks' time, on 1 July, Ireland will begin its 8th presidency of the Council of the European Union. Today, we have set out an ambitious agenda for our presidency, focused on the core themes of competitiveness, values, and security. Throughout the presidency, Ireland will work closely with European partners to address the challenges that the Union faces today and support practical outcomes that benefit people, businesses, and communities across Ireland and Europe, the Tánaiste said. During the six-month presidency term, Irish ministers will chair meetings of the Council and help drive forward the EU's legislative and policy agenda. This agenda must be underpinned by a modern and effective EU budget. The Irish presidency will work to advance budget discussions in a constructive and pragmatic way to support our broader economic objectives, Minister McEntee said. The Irish presidency comes at an important moment for Europe, and the scale of our ambition reflects the scale of the challenges and opportunities facing Europe today. During our presidency, we will emphasize the importance of the EU's global role, its support for multilateralism, and its work to promote human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. We will also take forward an ambitious trade agenda, working to strengthen our trade relationships and diversify our markets as an essential contribution to European competitiveness and prosperity, Minister Byrne said. EU enlargement is an investment in peace, security, stability, and prosperity across Europe. I believe that our fellow Europeans in candidate countries can benefit from the advantages of EU citizenship. Our union will be strengthened by the contributions new member states bring. During our EU presidency, we will work towards the completion of accession negotiations with Montenegro and seek to make substantial progress in negotiations with Albania, Moldova, and Ukraine, Minister Cannay said. Ireland will host 22 informal ministerial meetings, alongside a summit meeting of the European political community and an informal meeting of the European Council. The meetings provide an opportunity to showcase the best of Ireland to our European partners. The Irish EU presidency will ensure that the meetings held here are productive in the interests of delivering positive outcomes for Europe and its people. The presidency website, logo, slogan, and branding were also launched today. A calendar of presidency events is available to view at www.ireland2026.eu and at www.terra2026.eu. ENDS Presidency Press Office, 10 June 2026.